Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. Welcome back to the show, Mike, and for the two of us for this show, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year for our Orthodox listeners.
Definitely. Well, thanks for having me, and I think this is a better New Year as far as the financial markets go than what we saw a year ago. And, you know, we've been talking together on your show for, it seems like 10 years at least.
At least seven.
But, yeah. And one thing that happened in 2021, I was making note with you that the internals of the stock market in 2021 were going down while the stock market was going up. And that was a big warning sign. And what I mean by internals is that the number of stocks in the market, they were declining, even though the averages were going up. And that was because the NASDAQ 100, for instance, it's heavily weighted. It's 100 stocks, but then like 10 stocks were helping even push it higher. The Meta at the time, Facebook, Tesla, Amazon, Google, so forth, Netflix. And then that big warning, though, in the internals was telling us that, look, at least a big correction's coming and even possibly a bear market. Well, it happened, obviously, in 2022. Everyone knows it. The stock market got smashed. And these former leader stocks that were doing so well before led the way to the downside. And I've got good news, finally, when it comes to the stock market. And that is that the internals of the market actually turned up in October and November, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were continuing to go down. These internal indicators went up that month, and they've been going up ever since. Yesterday, in fact, they went through their highs of December. And what this means is that this rally that we've all been seeing is broad-based. And I go through an idea of what I mean by that, some of the stocks, but more stocks are going up than down, but most stocks are going up, something we haven't seen in the market for 2 years. And at the same time, those former winners that are still popular people, Tesla, for example, are not doing well. The ARK ETF, which was made up of all the fad stocks that were once great, is near a 52-week low. Meta is near a 52-week low. And you can compare the difference, the listener, if they want, easily in what I'm talking about. If they look at the New York Stock Exchange index, the composite index, it closed today above its December high. It's above its 200-day moving average, whereas the NASDAQ 100 remains below its December high, below the 200-day moving average, and so forth. So if we're going to – this suggests to me that we're set up for at least you know, a couple good months here in the market and maybe all year. You know, it's much different environment than last year. But the bad news is that the average person in the United States is in love with these past winners. They still are on the top, most owned list. and they're going to lag the rally because that's not what's fueling the rally. It's new leadership. And that's how cycles work. So I still think we're in a secular bear market. That's a 10-year cycle. But within the secular cycle, you get shorter term cycles that can last 1 to 3 years. And I think we're now in a bullish, 1 to 3 year, environment here. I don't think it's going to last 3 years, but I'm positive on the market. And if people want to look for, I just try to throw something out there. It's so broad based. Let me think of a stock that, people are so enamored of these technology stocks, but if you look at a stock such as Brinker International, it's a restaurant chain in the United States. It's above the December high, above the 200-day moving average, above the 150-day moving average. Airline stocks have come alive. Basically, look for if you're a listener wanting to look for things to buy, look for something above the 200-day moving average that's paying a dividend. If you buy these fad stocks that don't pay dividends, load up a debt, still below the 200-day moving average, it's just not what you want to do. Now, all that said, if you look at the market since October, the best performing sector has been copper, gold, silver, and industrials. And I think that's going to continue to be the case. And we saw a similar shift in the 2000s. In the 90s, this technology, internet stocks, was the red hot thing. And then they all peaked out in 2000. And there's a huge shift into industrials, into gold and silver even. Gold and silver bottomed in 2000 and really churned around and turned higher in 2002. But Cisco was the red hot stock of the 90s, much like, pick Tesla or Microsoft or whatever. And then Cisco lagged the S&P 500 for over 10 years, and gold and silver outperformed the Dow. And I think we're set up for a similar situation here going forward.
Now, is gold looking very bright for you right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Today gold closed on 1900. Even though gold had a peak in March and did decline into October, it still outperformed the S&P 500 last year. It was only down fractionally for the year, whereas the Nasdaq was down over 30%, the S&P around 20. And now gold is coming alive again, and I think it's going to continue to do well. But it's not just the charts, and it's not just the recent price action. People need to think about the fundamental factors here underpinning everything I'm describing is the interest rate cycle. And we're near the end of this rate hiking cycle. Likely two more rate hikes to come, the size of 25 basis points. Today we're finding out that inflation came down in December from where it was in November on a monthly basis. And the annualized rate was around 6.5%, but that annualized number is going to come down too, because the comparison of January, February, March, April that's going to be ahead of us is going to be comparing inflation, the CPI on an annualized rate, to the worst months of last year. So it's going to be, on that basis, looking even better. I think we're going to see the CPI inflation rate get below the Fed funds rate in the next couple of months. The Federal Reserve will declare that to be a victory. But why this matters, it helps the stock market, obviously. The rate hiking cycle was one of the triggers of last year's losses. So the end of it is a positive. But it really helps gold more than anything else because the U.S. dollar index is linked to this interest rate hiking cycle. And the U.S. dollar index went up last year, as the Fed went through these rate hikes of 75 basis points in size. And then once they took their foot off the pedal and went to rate hikes of 25 points, that dollar rally completely fell apart. The uptrend, you know, it broke the 50-day moving average in November. And today, the U.S. dollar index closed at a low not seen since July. So it's already broken the December lows. And historically, gold trades opposite to the U.S. dollar index. So I think the dollar is set up to be in the decline this year, whereas probably most everything else will remain bullish that people pay attention to. But the dollar, I think, is going to go down, and that's helping gold. I spent so much time talking about the U.S. stock market because I know that's what so many Americans are obsessed with. But honestly, gold's a better investment. Silver's a better investment because this dollar trend is so important in the big picture. But outside that, I think this is going to help the European stock market, which is outperforming the U.S. too, and emerging markets. And people can easily buy that with the EEM ETF for emerging markets, and there's ETFs for various European markets too. So, you know, if someone was going to say, look, what are the best investments for this year? Gold, silver, mining stocks, European markets, and emerging markets. That would be my answer. You know, and I know I spent so much time talking about the U.S. stock market, but even though I think it's going to have a positive year, there's going to be bigger gains elsewhere.
How's the U.S. dollar doing?
Well, it's trending down. The other currencies are turning up against it. The euro, the Swiss franc. I think you would know more about the Canadian dollar. I don't track it as closely, but it's been doing well since October. Looking at the chart now. So, you know, the U.S. dollar index was the strongest currency in the world for the first 8 months of last year. And, you know, we're now seeing relative weakness, you know. So that's how currencies kind of work. When one currency's the strongest currency, that's not going to last but for so long. So I think that's going to be the story for the U.S. dollar index.
We'll have more with Mike Swanson right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're chatting with Mike Swanson. Mike, I saw a thing where people are buying the same meme stocks that were horribly shorted last year, and now they're doing it again. Is there some kind of secret strategy going on I don't know about?
No, I've just heard traders. There's probably a strategy where a few of them are making money by day trading or something, but, you know, I don't have that strategy. But I can tell you most of them aren't doing that. They just get caught up in doing that. The problem is, so many people got into the markets in 2020 for the first time. All these Robinhood people, and you know, their advertising on social media about stocks and crypto is basically you can get rich quick, and people would share, you know, images of this crypto coin that went up a lot, or you know, they bought GameStop, and you know that story about the guy that made all these millions in his options. And these are outlier stories. It's like when you go in a casino, they show you on the wall the pictures of the people that, you know, they hit the jackpot and made $1 million. But for every one of those winners, you know, who knows how many people are losing?
There's a million losers.
there's a million losers, and that's the problem with these, you know, meme stocks. You know. Yeah, one guy's got the strategy and 100, you know, 1,000 people don't. And the problem is, these people, unfortunately, they still think that's the way to make money, and it isn't. You know, they'd be better off diversifying, putting money in gold. And honestly, I mean, I was talking to someone today that started trading in 2020 that's, you know, kind of like this. And I said, look, the market looks good this year. All you got to do is just buy lots of stocks. Spread out a lot of them. Don't put all your money in one stock. And the guy answers back and he says, well, I want to make money fast. I can take a big risk. That's not, you know, I don't know what it's going to take to get people to, you know, realize that that's a losing strategy. I mean, I would wish these people would learn something from what they've experienced in the markets that doesn't work. But, this is right. I mean, right now, this month, you know, so many stocks are breaking out. Just look at this, New York Stock Exchange composite. It broke out this week. The Russell 2000, which is more broad based, obviously 2000 stocks. You know, it's above it broke through the 200-day moving average yesterday. And if I'm correct, this isn't just a 2-day move, but it's the start of something that's going to last at least for months, probably all, you know, a healthy environment all year. That's, you know, that adds up. So the idea that you need to get rich quick in one day, it's just not realistic, you know. If somebody would just put, if they had enough money to save and put $200 in a brokerage account every month, and they put $50 into gold and $50 into the GDX ETF and, you know, the Russell 2000 and just put $10 in a, you know, one stock, or, you know, buy 10 stocks with $10 each, you know, that are real companies that are above the 200-day moving average, that would add up, you know, over time, that they would grow something over time without the stress. And, you know, you buy the stupid meme stock, or you try to do an options trade of all your money, you blow up. You buy a crypto coin, you blow up. People got to, you know, it's just not the way to do it.
It's almost like what Carrie Fisher said, the problem with instant gratification is that it takes too long.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
Well, why not tell the guy, just go down to the casino, bet all your savings on black on the roulette wheel.
Yeah,
you're doing the same thing. Yeah. Only you're probably again, people have to tell the difference between investment and speculation or gambling. Is gambling exactly. Just speculation?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And at least if you go to the casino and do bet on black, you can get a free drink from a pretty girl.
Yeah, not here. In Vancouver, you got to pay for your drinks. No free ride anywhere. If you use the ATM at the casino, they charge you like a $10 service fee or something insane like that. So
Wow. You've
already lost money before you even try to make money.
Wow, that's more expensive than brokerage fees.
Yeah, and also the BC government on the gaming, they collect, I think, 40%. If you go to Reno, the government only takes 5% of gambling. They split 5%, I think, between the government and the casino owner. So the slot machines in Vegas and Reno, much more generous than they are here in British Columbia. Yeah, they don't tell you that. It's almost like the new Canadian simple tax form. State income, second line, send it in. Mike, anything else we should be keeping a close eye on? How are our Robin Hooder friends doing?
Well, I we'll find out when they report earnings next how many are still actively trading, but last year, something like half of them stopped trading. They just lost so much money that they quit being at, you know, categories as active traders. So, I don't see any reason to think that's not continuing, that trend.
Yeah, I think you said by the end of the day, they might, out of 100, they might be down to one that's actually making money.
Yeah, probably.
And that's just because they accidentally bet on the wrong ones that they liked. And again, Mike, so do you think that we're seeing what some people describe as the January barometer? What happens in the first week or two of January's a good trend indicator for the year, or at least the first two quarters?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case this year. I really do. See, I wasn't sure about that the first day or two of the year because they can be real tricky. But now that this is continuing for 2 weeks, I'm pretty convinced of it.
Is crude going to pick up?
I think so. It looks oversold to me, and the energy stocks are near highs already.
And of course, this is traditionally the doldrums for crude, and then in the summer of the driving season, we're going to have our annual spring refinery explosion / fire as they switch from winter to summer gasoline. That happens every year, and that's always the reason they get to boost gasoline prices to a ridiculous level. Unless, of course, China invades Taiwan, then there's the built-in excuse.
They'll find one. You bet on that.
They always do. Mike, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you. Great to talk with you.
My guest has been Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. If you have any questions for Mike or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. We'll ask that question for you. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter @HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.